104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. That's a show, don't get your money's worth. Wages show, it has my power at the Yachty Show. It's a dynamo, the Yachty Show. It's rock and roll.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Today is Saturday, November 2nd, 2019. Only about 45 days away from Christmas. So if you haven't gotten your shopping started, what are you waiting for? Well, last night I went up to Bucerías and help kick off the festivities for the Dia de Muertos, the Day of the Dead ceremony. They had a really, really great little parade with about 100 students, and they were all dressed up and all had the costumes and their faces painted. It was very, very inquisitive. And then they had a 15-piece mariachi band that played for about 45 minutes. Then they had the very famous folklore dancers that were very, very entertaining, and then a couple of other musical groups, and it was topped off with some fireworks. It was a lot of fun. I want to say congratulations to all the volunteers and sponsors for that really great festival they had up in Bucerías last evening. As you know, we're right in the middle. It's winding down the week celebration of Day of the Dead, and I think Thursday was trick-or-treat night, although I didn't have any come to my house. I think it was, pretty active, and it's great to see the kids decorated up and also the parents in costumes going with them. But anyway, there's a lot going on. I think if you go down the Malecón, you're going to see some really, really great altars built up. Last week we had, Rebecca Santiago on and talked all about the true meaning of the Day of the Dead and how it is to not so much Halloween, but it's to basically honor the people that have passed before you, your family members and this, that, and the other. But anyway, I want to say thank you to Rebecca once again for taking the time to come to the radio show and talk all about that. Well, it's been kind of a busy week at the university. We had a couple of conferences. One is with the municipality of Puerto Vallarta. They've been meeting once a month and trying to see where our experts in different departments and different professors here at the university that have studied things like urban culture and urban economical conflict, different things such as law, biology, help pollution, stopping it in the bay, and this, that, and the other. Anyway, they have a monthly meeting, and it was attended by all the higher-ups with the city municipalities and all the different groups, and so it was fun to watch that. By the way, the university is getting ready to celebrate its 25th anniversary here in Puerto Vallarta. There's a whole bunch of different activities they're going to be having, And I urge you to go to the university website and see all the different things that we're going to be happening out here. You can go to www.25anniversary.udg.mx. It's not only going to be a lot of fun, but there's going to be a lot of neat entertainment, music, food carts, movies, things like that, storytelling. It's going to be a lot of fun. So go to the university website and find out all the cool events that we're going to be having here to help celebrate the 25th anniversary. We also had about 40 students graduate this past week in the business administration. I want to congratulate each and every one of them. They worked very, very hard over the 4 years to get their degrees, and so congratulations to each and every one of them. Well, I've got an interview today with two different individuals. Want to go ahead and start playing those here. We're going to play a song and do the interviews, and we'll be back to close out the show here in just a little bit. So thank you for tuning in. I want to say thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you in a little bit.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Hello everybody, and welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show here on University of Guadalajara 104.3 FM. This is your host, Michael Nolan. I want to say thank you again for tuning in. I want to introduce a couple of gentlemen that are here on the show today. I have Mr. Jim Sullivan and Mr. Dennis Reich with the Jay Sadler Project. This is a new year for a lot of the snowbirds. There's a lot of people that are coming down here for the first time. I want you, if you don't mind, Dennis and Jim, to explain a little bit about the Jay Sadler Project. We're going to be talking about a lot of the great, great projects that you all have been working on and some other things here in a minute. But if you would, please, tell us about the history of the Jay Sadler Project.
Okay. About 8 years ago, I became the commander of the American Legion here. And when I did, I wanted to reach out to the Legion, to reach out to the community to assist the Mexican people that are in need. This would be community seniors. This would be playgrounds, this would be schools that need attention, kindergartens in particular, whatever organization there is, and that's where we wanted to help in order to get some more recognition. As time went on, the leadership of the Legion decided that they wanted to really spend more time helping the veterans, and so I said, that's no problem. I said, Jay Sadler has been behind this program from day one, and he's anxious to keep it going. And so for the last 4 years, it's been entirely the Jay Sadler Project. We've gained a lot of credibility. As an example, last week we got a grant from the Eagle Wings Foundation, which is based in San Diego and also Las Vegas, for the work that we do. We participate in the annual Altruism Festival held the first week of May at the Marriott Hotel. Again, we're a registered charity in the state of Jalisco, and that's what it takes to participate in these charitable organizations. Our primary goal is to work with people in need, whether it be, it's got to be a charity in need, a school in need. We don't go house to house to help people like that, but we've had a lot of requests on different playgrounds. I just got a new request. There's a playground behind Home Depot that is struggling for support, and that we're going to be helping them as one of our new projects. Also, we got a request from a school in San Vicente, a primary school out there, different than what we're currently doing. And we're going to help them. We're going to do a school in Copanoli. They have a drainage issue, and also they have other issues in this primary school in Copanoli. And we're working with the local fathers and mothers up there This week we have a cement mixer, and that they really needed it. So they asked me if they could borrow ours, and so we delivered on Friday. And the parents were working today, as a matter of fact, putting in a cover over the basketball court because the heat is so hot up there. And whenever they have an event on the basketball court, it just fries the children.
Events and a lot of projects you all have done in the past. We're going to talk about those here in just a couple minutes. But first, I know there's a lot of people that help sponsor the Jay Satter Project, individuals and corporations. I know some of the hotels are very much involved with you all. If there's an individual that's new, that's just listening for the first time or learning about the Jay Satter Project, how can they be involved? If they're an organization, if they're like one of the resorts or the hotels, or how can they get involved? How can they contact you and be part of this fabulous foundation that has been set up for several years?
The most simplest way is to send me an email personally, and that is my name, Dennis, the number 2, and my last name, R-I-K-E, at hotmail.com. Again, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, the number 2, R-I-K-E, at hotmail.com, and I respond the next day. Actually, I live on the computer these days. I'm always out on the projects. We have 3 full-time volunteers that work with us, and that they're on the job every day, in addition to the volunteers from the community. As I said earlier, we had the guys from the Coast Guard cutter through the Navy Link helping us, in addition to the parents of this school for handicapped children. We just finished a big project in Bucerias, what they call it CAM 12, which is another school for handicapped children. It was a building that was donated to them that was in terrible shape. And we went in there, my team, and we did all the maintenance work that had to be done. We replaced over 50 lights. We put stalls between the urinals for the boys. We got the urinals working again. We put a separation partition in the girls' bathroom so they had some privacy. And we did the physical work. The St. Regis Hotel out of Punta de Mita came in, and they did all the painting with their people. They provided the paint, and I provided, the Jay Satter Project provided the materials to do the repairs.
Well, I know there's a lot of great sponsors, like Home Depot donates paint and things like that.
Yes,
St. Regis, the Marriott, Hyatt.
Right.
I know you have a group of young ladies or ladies that come down here and do yoga for big kind of like yoga outings, but then they take some time to come help you all out.
Yes, they do.
And so we want to say thank you very much to all the sponsors. Who have I forgotten? The Punta de, Foundation Punta de Mita?
Foundation Punta de Mita. We're part of that association. And if anybody wants to make a donation, we can issue a tax deductible receipt in Mexico. Or we're also involved in another organization, the JoJo Foundation. And you can make a donation to us through them. If you're in the U.S., you can get a tax deductible receipt. It's a 901C group, so it's legal. And they receive every email promptly. They're a great organization. Again, if you contact me, I can give you more details how you can make a tax deductible donation in the U.S. to the Jay Satter Project.
Okay. And then, of course, the person himself, Mr. Jay Satter, the gentleman that is so generous with his time, with his money, with his ideas and thoughts. Of course, we have a lot of great sponsors, but Mr. Satter himself is the key person. And you, Dennis, you've done so much work with all your volunteers for the last 4 or 5 years since I've known you. I just got to take my hat off to you all. Well, let's take another break real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk about a lot of the things that you all have done in the past couple of months, and new projects, and then some other things, okay? So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Today I have two very special gentlemen that have both been on the program before, and they are representatives of the Jay Satter Project, which is an organization here in the Bay of Banderas that has done many, many, many wonderful projects over the last 4 or 5 years. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, Jim Sullivan here, representing the Puerto Vallarta Chili Cook-Off.
And Mr. Dennis Reich.
representing the Jay Sadler Project.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Jim, you mentioned that you're going to be talking about the Chili Cook-Off, which this is going to be about, what, the sixth annual one?
Eighth annual.
And that's going to be coming up in February. Dennis, do you want to start off first and talk a little bit about everything that you all have been doing as far as Jay Sadler Project, the current projects? I know you want to talk a little bit about Christ Church. And then as we work on through the interview, we'll go ahead and talk about the Chili Cook-Off that's coming up in February.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Jay Sadler Project's been very active. Recent projects include we purchased a new kitchen for the Children's Cancer Screening Center, and the kitchen is there. We just have to get it installed. We expect to do it this week. We also did some work at Angels Libertad, which is an AC charity organization. We installed lighting, fans, electrical repairs, painting, etc. And then we also did some repairs for a community center in Las Lomas, and this is for seniors. And they, we were at a CAM, which is a Centro de Atención Municipal, which is a school for special children. And we had the employees of the Marriott Hotel there and the Western Hotel there. In addition, we worked with the Navy League. We invited them there, and they brought the Coast Guard Cutter people off the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Steadfast. And we were there all day. This is here is a fairly good-sized campus. We had about 40 people there, and we managed to keep them all busy. The Navy League donated some paint. The Jay Sadler Project spent about 12,000 pesos on paint and supplies. And also the Marriott bought 3 pails of paint. So we all pitched in, and that we all did a lot of work there. The other thing is we got a volleyball court going well in San Vicente finally. It's up and running, and that has been a big success in that community up there. Then I'd like to move on to the Christ Church by the Sea and Rector Father Bob Webster. The Jay Sadler Project started a project out in San Vicente where there's a school for migrant children. Now, migrant children are children in this particular community that come from other parts of Mexico to live, to escape drugs and the violence that happens in other parts, and they've all settled here over the years. And so there was a school out of 2 trailers for kindergarten and primary school. The school has grown this year so much that now they have a 3rd trailer. And so once the Jay Sadler Project got the project started and Father Bob Webster came out there with me, he said, Dennis, I'd like to take this project on as the church project. And so at that time we had it about a 1/3 done. And from that point on, the church has paid all the bills and has been 100% behind it. And so the kitchen is complete. We take collections for rice and beans every Sunday, and we take them out there, and also we're going to provide them fruit, we provide them tuna. There's about 175 children involved in the school out there. Then we just had a request last week for some books. Not all children have books. Well, we're going to take care of grades 1 through 6 this week. We're going to buy them each a book so they all have a book, and then later on then we'll take care of the higher grades, but we want to get the program going. And the church is even talking about maybe building classrooms out there. There's land available, and that we'll fund the building of separate classrooms for all the kids. Right now, they're jammed into these classrooms like sardines in a can, and it's really quite something to see. I wonder how they can get a good education that way. Christ Church by the Sea is located in Plaza Genovesa in the Palapa, right next to Office Depot. And their Sunday services are in English, and they start at 10 o'clock.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the church itself? It's a non-denominational church, am I correct?
Well, it's an Anglican Episcopalian church, and that it's a Protestant church in English. They have the church service on Thursday. They have Bible study at 10 o'clock if anybody's interested in that.
And it's open to the public. Anybody can go.
Anybody can
and
go.
And we highly urge that if you're looking for some place to attend, great, great people from many different denominations. I know I've met quite a few. And they're really interested in helping others, more so than I think any church I've ever been involved in, helping the community and the poor. And so I really think it's a great opportunity for you to go and become part of a community.
Right. This Sunday, they're going to have mariachis there. a month ago, we had mariachi, a small mariachi band, and it was received very well. And so we decided that once a month, on the first of the month, we'll have a small mariachi band there playing, instead of the regular songs that we sing, the mariachi will entertain us throughout the service. So that's coming up there also.
And once again, Dennis, explain to everybody where it's at. Next on, it's on Highway 200.
It's right next to Office Depot.
Okay, in the hotel zone.
In the hotel zone. And it's in Plaza Genovesa. And there's a palapa in there, right in the middle of it. And it's at the, in the palapa in Plaza Genovesa.
And what time do the services start on Sunday?
10 o'clock.
Okay, great.
And at the end of the interview, I'll be giving out my name, my email address, and you can contact me if you'd like more information.
Okay.
The thing I'd like to talk about is Veterans Day coming up. Veterans Day is November 11th, and Jay Sadler Project is sponsoring that with the American Legion, and it's also Remembrance Day for Canadians. Quite frankly, we have more Canadians there than we have Americans there, and particularly veterans. But this will be our third year for Remembrance Day at the park in Hidalgo Park, which is the first parking garage as you come into town, and it's right below the Catholic Church. And that last year we had about 300 people there. We will have free coffee, donuts, and water. Last year I didn't buy enough water. I can assure everybody I'll buy enough water this year. And that is sponsored again by the Jay Sadler Project at American Legion Post 14. Dignitaries we expect there is Robin Matthewman, Counselor General from Guadalajara.
Great.
Kelly Traynor, Counselor Agent of Guadalajara. We'll have a representative from the Canadian Consulate here. We don't know the name yet. And then we'll have the Director of DEEF, which is Bernice Guzman. She will be there. And then Nick Scott, Commander of Post 14, will also be there. And then last year we had Major Corporal Vincent Martel from the Canadian Military Police from Mexico, and he's expected to be there again. And then also Bill Martineau from the Canadian Legion, past president, will be there to give a little speech. We're also going to set aside a couple minutes of silence for Ron Abbey, former commander of the American Legion and former commander of the Department of Mexico. He just died recently. He was a great force in the American Legion here in Puerto Vallarta. Donna Wong will release her balloons, as she does every year, at the end of the service that will go up in the air. Also, poppies will be sold throughout the Puerto Vallarta area and at the various restaurants and bars. If you'd like poppy, just go down to mainly the romantic zone. All the bars will have it. We have poppies at other places, but that's the primary place. Also, a special thanks to the crew that we have working this is Jim Malaleski, Jim Rado, Donna Wong, and Holly Campbell. And also we thank the DEEF Municipal Government for providing us with canopies, tables, and chairs, and also the Culture Department for their assistance in making arrangements for the park for us. As a special treat, we have the Mexican Honor Guard out of the Navy Zone, led by Captain Magan. They're there every year. They have their marching unit, plus they have their band there. So it's
now they play some incredible music. They really they always play the Mexican National Anthem, which is
right.
They put a really, really good music to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the precision that they do is very precise, and it's very interesting to watch. Now, again, that's going to be on Veterans Day or Remembrance Day, November 11th.
Right.
It's on a Monday, and what time is it going to start?
It starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Because at 11:11 we have a special ceremony there at 11:11.
Well, be sure to get there early. And how long does it last? A couple hours?
No, it lasts about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have tables, seats for everybody. And when the seats fill up, the surrounding seating in the park, so, you know, everyone usually has a seat.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of the topics we want to talk about this morning. Unfortunately, right now, we have to take a break. We're going to do so, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Dennis Reich of the Jay Sadler Project, and also Jim Sullivan. We were just talking about the Veterans Day celebration. It's going to be held on November 11th, Monday, and that's again at 11 o'clock. Okay. Now, the poppies that are sold in all the different locations downtown that you can find, those help raise money, correct? And where does that money go to? I know it goes to a great cause.
Well, last year it went to the American Legion. This year we haven't decided yet, but it'll go to some veterans organization. We just haven't had that final meeting to decide. It's a little bit early yet.
Okay.
But it'll go to some veterans somewhere. The other thing I'd like to talk about briefly is John Murphy of Murphy's Irish Pub is a big supporter of the Jay Sadler Project, and he's going to be having a Celtic Fest in March and also a pre-St. Patrick's Day meal at a discounted price, plus a traditional St. Patrick's Day meal. And of that, he has a pub quiz in February, and I'll be back on before that to give you details on the pub quiz.
Well, Jim, you're here to talk about the Chili Cook-Off.
Yes,
Chili
sir.
Festival is held every February, and this is going to be the 8th annual.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about it. It's a little bit early, but let's talk and let a lot of people know. This being November 2nd, we still got several months, but it takes a while to plan a big, big event like this. And every year, it's getting bigger and bigger, and so I understand this year we're going to have to move it to a new location. Why don't we talk all about that, okay?
We've been very lucky the last several years to be held up at El Rio Barbecue Bar in Paso Ancho. Beautiful location, but we've grown tremendously over the last few years. We went from 300 people a few years back to 450, then 500. This year, earlier this year in February, there were 650 people showed up, and we were overrun. And unfortunately, we had to think about moving to a larger location. The lines for the beer were too long, and the line for chili was too long also.
And parking.
And parking. Most people, luckily, were taking a bus and so forth, but we've ended up at Parque Perota. It's a beautiful facility in front of the Hotel Puerta de Luna. It's out in the Hotel Zone Norte, across from Fiesta Americana, kind of diagonal from the Isla del Sol new shopping center. And it's the home of the Puerto Vallarta tennis tournament that's held each year. It's a great, great facility and room for us to really expand. And what we're excited about is we kind of control the facility. So we're going to have the Jay Sadler Beer Garden, where if you come in and you want to drink a Corona or a Pacifico or a Modelo, you're going to go to the Jay Sadler Beer Garden.
Fabulous.
And so that's a great revenue producer. The Chili Festival in general is the number one revenue producer for the Jay Sadler Project. And we're lucky to be calling a lot of our partners that have made chili over the years to this year go an additional step and become vendors. So we're going to have Murphy's Craft Beer Bar. So if you want dark beer, you go to the craft beer bar that John Murphy's going to set up. Manny's of Manny's Bar and Grill in Old Town is going to set up a Bloody Mary bar.
Okay.
Al of the Twisted Palms is a master at martinis. He has a master's in martini, and he's going to set up a martini bar. What else do we have? Sean and Tammy at Nacho Daddy's are going to have a general cocktail lounge. El Torito will be selling ribs. These are all people that in the past have brought their chili and done well with it. Murphy's actually won the chili contest this year for the professional voting. So, and they'll all be still bringing their chili, but they'll be taking the extra step and doing all this. And they will then kick back a percentage of their of the money they make back to the Jay Sadler Project.
Well, now, the last several years, I was very fortunate in the opportunity to participate through the University Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
You had it limited, I think, to about 20 different vendors for the chili. Is that going to expand, or do you think you'll have more vendors?
We've expanded that greatly. In the past, those 20 vendors were limited in space to a table. In fact, they shared a table.
Yes.
Every vendor this year will have their own 10x10 canopy.
Oh, great.
And we have set out on our grid a spot for 30 of them.
Fabulous.
And we normally do not start placing these vendors until mid-December. We already have set aside 15 of these spaces that have already been taken. So it's we're pretty sure we're going to get all 30. So there's going to be plenty of chili, plenty of food, plenty of drink. And it's going to be a great chili cook-off in Feria de Familia, even more than just a cook-off. We're going to have something for everybody in the family to do.
And what time does it start, and what time do you think it'll be wrapping up? Because it usually wraps up pretty late.
We're actually extending the hours this year from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to have one additional. We usually do four separate entertainment groups will come on. We're going to have five this year. So it's an extra hour, and we're going to we expect a lot more people. Just because of the location, we're going to be doing marketing to the local nationals in the area. We're going to do a lot of Spanish language advertising this year, which we haven't done in the past.
Well, let's open it up to the chili cook-off people that are wanting to be involved. If you've never been involved, are you going to be taking some new chili professionals on?
Right.
And how can they contact you, or how can they go ahead and maybe set up to get one of the 10x10 booths?
We have a new website.
Okay.
That's just been created, pvchilicookoff.com. And on that homepage, you'll see Chili Wanted as a menu item. On that Chili Wanted page, there's all the forms for and instructions on how to enter. You got to make 10 gallons of chili at a minimum. There's no cost for these people to enter, and it's a great promotional tool for a restaurant that we've got a lot of new people this year. Manny's Bar and Grill is going to participate. Pinocho's, that just moved to their new location up in the Romantic Zone, is going to participate. Ginger Veggie is vegetarian chili. So we've got a lot of new people, and we're looking forward to it. So they can go online and download the forms, read all about how they do. And there's no cost. They just have to make enough chili to go around.
Please give out the website one more time.
pvchilicookoff.com.
And again, the date's going to be February
22nd, 11 to 7. Parque Perota on Boulevard Francisco Madera Asensio.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, yes, one thing. As we are a nonprofit organization, the Jay Sadler Project, there's always a need for revenue. And this year we're going to be, in the past, we've had a pre-sale of tickets. If you bought before the event, you paid 250 pesos for a ticket, and at the event it's 300. We are this year going to have a pre-sale, as we are now selling tickets online. And the pre-sale, if you buy a ticket in November, it won't be set up, well, it's set up now because it's November, right? And it's 200 pesos. So if you go to the aforementioned website, pvchilicookoff.com, you'll find a button, and you can buy a ticket for 200 pesos, and we'll get some revenue going so we can take care of some bills.
Okay, that's great. Well, gentlemen, I just want to say thank you very, very much for taking your time to come on to the program today. Jim, Dennis, thank you for all the information. There's a lot of great, great opportunities for volunteers to be involved with the Jay Sadler Project. Once again, we want to say thank you very much to all the different organizations, hotels, volunteers, individuals, and, of course, Mr. Jay Sadler himself. Again, Dennis, I'm going to have you just wrap it up and by giving out your email and Jim's email. And if you're new to the area, if you want to get involved with the Jay Sadler Project, they're always looking for people, volunteers, financial donations, equipment. You may have just some power equipment sitting around that you brought down with you when you moved from wherever that you're not utilizing. Well, they can. So, Dennis, Jim, go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll close out this part of the show.
Okay. Again, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, the number 2, Reich, R-I-K-E, at hotmail.com. In 2018, we did 35 projects. In 2019, we'll probably hit about 43 projects. So as you see, we're growing every year. As we get our funding increase, we're able to reach more and more people. We not only help the people in Puerto Vallarta, we help the people up in San Vicente, we help them in Putumita, Putaparello down there.
You've done work in Volcantes?
Yep.
Way up on the hill?
Yeah, well, Volcanus. We've done a lot of work up there. Wherever we find a need, we travel. We're also involved in a basketball clinic in Loma Marcus in March or April every year that Jay sponsors up there. And so the whole Banderas Bay Area that we service.
Well, I want to say thank you very much, Jim. Once again, remind everybody what days the chili cook-off is going to be and how they can get a hold of you.
February the 22nd, 2020, from 11 to 7 at Parque Perota, the 8th annual Puerto Vallarta Chili Cook-Off. If you're interested in cooking up some chili, we also have vendor space for people who don't cook chili but may want to reach out, and because we're going to have 1,000 people there, more or less. So if you want to be a vendor or want to be a sponsor, we have sponsorships available. You can find all the information at pvchilicookoff.com, or you can contact me directly, jim@pvchilicookoff.com.
Well, okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for taking your time to be on the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. I just want to say that it's been a true honor for the last 4 years to be involved, how I could, cooking chili a couple, three times, and then also, and more important, is giving you all airtime on my radio show to be able to get the news and word out about what all the great projects you all are doing here with the Jay Satter Project. And I want to say thank you very much to you, Jim. Thank you to Dennis. And, of course, a very heartfelt thank you very much to Mr. Jay Satter for all of his contributions to not only his project but the whole Bay of Banderas. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so right now, go ahead and throw that in. Where
Kelly Traynor, the consulate agent in the Banderas Bay Area, is having a drive for clothing, extra large, large, extra large clothing, toothbrush, toothpaste, personal items. There's a dozen American citizens in jail out here in Puerto Vallarta, and she is looking for those donations, and anybody that would like to, they can drop it off at the American consulate in Nuevo Vallarta, second floor, the plaza out there.
Okie doke. Well, that's great to know. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the closing of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw us disregard a broken bottle top. Everyone and so they follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's the why no one got to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and
she painted them. She picked the colors from the air, green to green, red to red, yellow to yellow in the light, black to black.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I just want to mention a couple of things that are coming up. As I talked about earlier in the show, we're going to be celebrating the university's 25th anniversary here in Puerto Vallarta. So please go to the university website and look at all the different events we're going to be having there. Also, starting on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is, I believe, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're going to have the Molinari Festival down at the main plaza in Old Town. It's basically right across from Los Arcos, where the amphitheater is right there. It's going to be every day. And if you're not sure or familiar with what Molinari is, it's a chalk art. We're going to bring some of the best artists around the world to this festival. They do it every year. And it's very, very unbelievable. What they do is they have about an 8 by 8 foot section of concrete all around the plaza and in the plaza itself. And they make drawings out of chalk. And it is unbelievable, some of the art. I mean, some of it looks 3D. It looks like it's just going to jump out and grab you. But it's a very, very amazing form of art. And we're very, very fortunate to have some of the world's best Molinari artists coming here to Puerto Vallarta. So it's going to be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down on the main plaza right in front, about 2 blocks in front of the main cathedral downtown. So I highly urge everybody to go to that. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in today. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for taking your time to come over here and be my engineer and control guy this morning. Appreciate it very, very much. I want to say thank you once again to Mr. Sullivan and Mr. Jay Sadler and Dennis Reich for being on the show, talking all about the Jay Sadler Project. It's really an amazing organization, and I hope if you look for something to do, you can become involved in the Jay Sadler Project. So, okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Have a great week. Take care.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista!